Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Championship Row here at Central College. The three recent individual national champions, Cade Seabrook of the men's wrestling squad, Gunnar Meyer and Jack Brown of the track and field team. Cade, I'm going to start with you. In Cedar Rapids, you're up there, 149-pound bracket going in. I know there was a lot of expectations. How did you kind of manage that pressure going throughout the tournament and just trying to make sure that you were ready each match and not letting some of that pressure mount as you went throughout the tournament?
Yeah, I think my coach, Landon, he helped calm me down and, like, in between matches, just resetting and not, like, making it bigger than what it is and just, you know, going into every match knowing it's going to be a dogfight. Like, we're going to have to wrestle to the last whistle, last second. So I kind of knew what to expect. So I didn't feel a whole lot of pressure just because, like, my coaching staff was around, the people I was around. So it took a lot of weight off my back.
Absolutely. And Gunnar, for your event with the 60-meter hurdles, during the event, there's probably not a lot of pressure because it's so fast-paced and everything like that. But just kind of building up that anticipation, knowing the importance of that race, how do you kind of go about managing that expectation going in and making sure that you run the way that you would normally run a race, even with maybe a little bit of that added pressure?
Yeah, so, like, I think one of the biggest things that helped me was prayer and just praying about it all the time. And then also just, like, having, like, just kind of keeping, like, an underdog mentality mindset, because after the prelim, I went into the final number one, but I still knew, like, truly, like, I was the underdog. Like, I wasn't favored to win. So in my mind, that was kind of, like, my idea of it. And then also just, like, remembering how far I've come, like, over the last year, 2 years, you know, however long it's been, especially with how I finished last year, but for both indoor and outdoor, getting last place in the final. And just realizing that, you know, it could just all be over in 1 second. But no matter what happens, like, I just got to stay with it and just trust my training and trust my coach and trust everything that I've done all year. So,
and Jack, with the mile, I feel like the pressure is almost kind of a unique blend of both of those, where you have some of that pressure going in, knowing that early in the race you have to make your way throughout and try to keep pace, but also at the end, you know, going in, I know even in the last lap, it was try to get by someone to take that top spot as well. And you can probably start to feel some of that pressure mounting with each passing lap as well. What was kind of your mindset going in to try to mitigate some of that pressure and just run your best race?
Yeah, absolutely. Starts with just trusting your preparation throughout the year. All of us have done, you know, so much work. We've practiced, we've been disciplined, and it takes a ton of work to get to the national meet, to get to these places. And so it starts with just trusting and believing that you're ready to go and you've put in the work and that you belong. And then, yeah, in the race for the mile, each lap builds as you get closer and closer to the finish. But it goes back to trust and just taking that risk, stepping into that zone and space of uncertainty, but just with a ton of belief and trust in yourself, and ultimately stepping into those races with, like, this overwhelming sense of gratitude and joy and delight just to be there. There's already success just in being at the meet, being in that race, and so just trying to enjoy it as much as you can and take in the atmosphere, take in everything that's going on around you, and just go for it.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to national champions here at Central College, Cade Seabrook to the men's wrestling team, Gunnar Meyer and Jack Brown of the men's track and field squad. And Cade, coming back to you, going throughout, I know that one of the things that Joe tagged in the recaps was the late match heroics, you know, and just winning at the end. And that could be kind of a stressful thing, but it felt like that was kind of a comfort zone for you. What kind of allowed you throughout matches when things may not even be going your way in a match to really feel calm and be able to stay collected, so that late in matches you were able to kind of flip the script while also not draining yourself out trying to chase points or whatever that may be?
Yeah, so it's not like a position that I've never been in. Like, in high school, I was in a lot of those matches, like at the state tournament, where it comes down to the last second. So it's not where I'm, like, uncomfortable. It's not ideal, but, you know, I feel like I always find a way to, like, dig myself out. Like, where if I make a mistake, I can make it up in the next 30 seconds or so. And then, like, just, I mean, being able to come out at the end and like wrestle to the last whistle, I think is very important. I think, I mean, 10 seconds in a wrestling match is a long time, and it's a lot can happen in 10 seconds. So I feel like just being able to, I mean, stay comfortable and not kind of freak out when I'm short time, and you know, just, I mean, stay ready and stay aware of the position I'm in, like in overtime, where, I mean, I've been in a lot of overtime matches, so I kind of know how that works, like rideouts. I know that every second's gonna matter. Like with my quarterfinals match, where it did come down to a 6 or 3 second difference of riding time, where I knew, I mean, I was comfortable on the bottom position, and I knew the guy I was wrestling wasn't as good on top, which I only rode in for 6 seconds, so I had to get out in under 6, which I was able to get out in 3 seconds. So I think, like, looking outside in, it's like a bad position to like to look at, but when I was in the match, I kind of felt that the 6 seconds was long enough to get out. So I was just staying comfortable and staying calm.
Absolutely. And Gunnar, the 60 meter hurdles, I feel like that's a very unique event. I mean, one, normally when you think of track and field, a lot of people think of the outdoor, where 100 meters is, you know, the distance there, you condense it, but then you throw in the obstacle with the hurdles there, and you know, that could be kind of an interesting race, especially when you're running in close proximity and you're running against the best as well, and you're trying to make sure that you clear all the hurdles and don't trip yourself up as well. What kind of went into that thought process, or what kind of goes through your mind as you're running that race, knowing that, you know, it's not necessarily just a matter of running a straight line?
Yeah, so like for me, I've always thought of myself being a lot better outdoors, just because my top end speed is the strongest part of my race. So I kind of, like, going into that race, I knew that I was probably going to be one of the last people to the first hurdle, as I've been pretty much all year. Like, my start just has never been that great. So it's just kind of like what he was saying, is that, like, you know, you just gotta you gotta be aware of that, and you just can't have that mentality where you're going to be out of the race right away, because, like I said, I knew going into it that I was not going to be one of the first people to the first hurdle, and you know, just understanding that and realizing that, like, really helps me, I don't know, just stay locked in on finishing the race and competing with all the other people. And, you know, also kind of like what Jack was saying, is just like enjoying the moment. Like, that's really like one of the biggest things that, like, really helped me out down in Birmingham, was just trying to enjoy the moment as much as possible, especially being a senior. Like, just knowing that, you know, this is my very last indoor competition of my collegiate career, and just really just trying to soak it all in.
Absolutely. And Jack, I kind of talked about this just a minute ago when we were talking about it, but the mile, you look through and you can see all the different competitors lap after lap, and you're trying to keep pace, right, and put yourself in that best position possible to have a strong finish up there. As you're going throughout that race and you're kind of trying to lean on that preparation that you had going in, while also balancing what you're seeing with your eyes, right, because it may be different than what you had prepared for, what's kind of that thought process you're going as you're making each lap, trying to make sure that you're staying in a position where you could go achieve a national championship? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indoor racing is tricky, especially in the mile, where it's not a 5K, it's not super long, and it doesn't get strung out. But yeah, the mile is quick, and there aren't a lot of opportunities to go around and make moves and pass. So going in, I knew I wanted to be in second and third position pretty much from the gun. And whatever the pace may be, stick with the leaders. And when that big move was made, which it was made around 800 to go, just trusting myself. And like I said, kind of stepping into that space of uncertainty and risk with just the ultimate belief in myself and a joy in doing so. And so, yeah, asserting myself in second and third. And then when that move was made, just going with it and trusting myself. And then kind of acting on instincts with a lap to go. I felt like the best chance to win was to go around and to make a move around the curve. And so I trusted myself and just went for it. Because that's what you have to do at a national championship to win. You have to do something probably that you've never done before and trust yourself in doing that. So, going around with a lap to go it's tricky and it's risky, but you have to have that belief in yourself to just go for it.
Absolutely. And Kate, I want to talk to you and kind of with two questions here, because Yours is a little bit different, where it's the bracket style versus, you know, the race mindset there throughout bracket play. I mean, I know you talk about going in with the ultimate confidence, and you never believe you're going to lose a match there, but ultimately you just never know what's going to happen, right? When kind of in bracket play did you kind of realize that, you know, attaining that national championship was a realistic goal for you in terms of how the bracket was kind of playing out?
I mean, it played out pretty much right as I expected it. Like, I mean, you're not guaranteed any wins, but you kind of know going in where you're at and where you stand. And I was the sixth seed, and I knew where I was at because, I mean, I had one loss, and the one loss was in November to the kid who was ranked first at the time. And I didn't lose since, so, I mean, I kind of felt disrespected in the rankings and my seed, which, I mean, I don't care about that, but, I mean, it was just kind of repetitive. So, like, I knew where I was at. It was just more staying confident myself. But then I was able to, I mean, the semifinal was the kid I lost to. So I was able to get that back, get that loss back in the tournament, which I think was big for me mentally. But I think, I mean, going into the tournament, there was no doubt that I wasn't going to win. Like, I felt like I was expected to win. So there wasn't no doubt in my mind that, I wasn't going to get the job done. But, I mean, on the other side, you're not guaranteed to win. So I knew going in every match was going to be close. And, I mean, every match was going to be close. And looking at the bracket, I mean, I wrestled just about every kid I thought I was going to wrestle.
And with that, too, I mean, we talk about that last match, and we alluded to it a little bit earlier, but winning it in the waning seconds and really a great fashion there, great final bout there of the tournament as well. When it was finally over and you were the national champion, what was just kind of the emotion running through you, you know, knowing that the ultimate goal had been achieved?
It was, I think it was really relieving. I don't show a whole lot of emotion, as you saw, but I mean, after going through the bracket and beating the, like, I felt like the two top guys before the finals match was like big, especially after I lost the loss I had earlier. I got that back, which the final match was, I mean, it was exciting. It was a little like slow pace match, so it wasn't a whole lot of action, but I mean, I kind of felt like it was going to go to overtime, but I mean, when he ended up, I don't know, he shot with like 10 seconds left, so a bad shot. I was able to re-tack it. So with the final 10 seconds, I mean, it was another late, like, win to win the match. But, I mean, it was relaxing. It was, I felt, I mean, just relieved overall.
And Gunner, too. I mean, when we talk about just hearing your name among national champions, I mean, that's such a cool feeling. And I know you mentioned going in, it wasn't necessarily the expectation. You weren't supposed to necessarily win the 60-meter hurdles national title. When you hear your name get called as the national champion, just what's that emotion like going through your head that the hard work has paid off and you did what you needed to do to become a national champion?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a great feeling. You know, I like to think that I work pretty hard and that I'm also surrounded by people that are also, you know, working really hard and surrounded by coaches that are really pushing me to become the best athlete possible. And also just like person too, you know, but like the one thing that I think it kind of does get overshadowed because of the entire situation, not many people actually know, but like there's a guy from Nebraska Wesleyan, Eli Etherton. He actually is the one that finished before me. He technically won the race, but he got disqualified. And me and him over the like the last like 3 or 4 weeks prior, like we really started to get to know each other because we were seeing each other at all these meets and talking. And like, I think a lot of people have like a misconception about him and they don't really like him just because he's like a sixth year senior or whatever. But like, he's honestly like one of the nicest people I've ever met. And the fact that he got disqualified for, you know, obviously rules are rules and whatever happened, you know, can't really control, and obviously he didn't do that intentionally, like stepping out of his lane or whatever it was, but you know, just the way he handled the entire situation, it was just like really inspiring to me to just see how he was still congratulating me after just getting, you know, essentially the title just ripped out of his hands. And I don't know, it really just helped me realize that, you know, there's more to it than just sport, and that it's really hard to be a good person, especially in a situation like that. And honestly, like, that's what it, like, that's probably like the biggest takeaway that I got from it all, is like, you know, it's nice being a national champion and all, but like seeing how he dealt with all that is seriously just inspiring and just great to see that, you know, he was able to handle it the way he did.
Very neat perspective on that, and I appreciate you kind of going behind the scenes on that as well. Jack, for you being crowned the national champion, I can imagine that your sentiments are a little bit echoed of what the other two said, but one thing that I find very unique in your situation is the ties to Central, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, with this being kind of a family school, and if, you know, you're not that far away, Norwalk, and you know, just knowing that there is that connection and you are able to represent Central on a national scale and be crowned a national champion, what did that add to maybe some of that emotion you felt after winning the national title there in the mile?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, to echo these two, it's obviously feels great. And I, you know, I think about all of the hard log miles and, you know, tough workouts and these little recovery things and the sleep, nutrition, everything that goes into it, that takes discipline, that you kind of use to prepare for this meet. Like it's difficult, and to see that pay off is really rewarding. But yeah, there's a bit of a familial tie, an aspect to this as well. My mom, Emily Hansen, Emily Brown, was a national champion here at Central. And so to follow in her footsteps and become a national champion is pretty cool. So getting to call her right after the race, and seeing how happy she was for me was pretty fun. And yeah, to follow in her footsteps. And I think those around here who are aware of my mother and got to see her play, they know how good she was. And so to just be an inkling of that sort of success in comparison to my mother is pretty cool.
That is very neat. And Kate, I know we talked a little bit before we started recording here that, you know, you've got an option to potentially come back or right off into the sunset as a national champion as well. As you kind of look at what the future holds for you and trying to make that decision, what's kind of the thought process as you are looking to make that decision on what's going to be next for you, and whether that is coming back for another year of wrestling or just kind of starting that next venture in life?
Well, the plan is to move on right now. I'm not making any, impulsive decisions right now or committing to anything as of right now. But, it's going to be a process and a talk. Obviously, coach, my parents, my family. I wasn't going to come back this year. I moved back the day classes started. I might have landed 3 days before class started telling that I was gonna be done, but then I had a good talk with him, so it was kind of convincing me to come back this year. So I think coming back for another year is gonna be hard to decision to make. I don't know. It's gonna be a long process, I think.
I know a lot of people are gonna be excited whatever you decide to do on that one. Yeah. Gunner and Jack, you guys have another season here, right? Which is kind of the fun part. It's kind of just the precursor to what's potentially to come when it get to the outdoor season. How do you carry that momentum from what you were able to accomplish there at the indoor meet and bring that to the outdoors now and continue to try to build on that?
Yeah, I think it's not super difficult, especially since, like, you know, it's a pretty quick turnaround. But, you know, obviously it's really nice having like a huge amount of momentum to carry us into outdoor. So just, again, kind of like what we've said all day, is like just trusting the process, trusting our training and trusting our coaches. That's pretty much like how I am like thinking about it.
Yeah, there's some confirmation in the process and the lead up that comes from winning a national championship and achieving that sort of success. The changes in mileage and nutrition and training and all these moving parts that go into a successful season, it's nice now to have that confirmation that, hey, what I did this season worked. And so moving forward, you can be consistent in those things that that you've done to achieve a national championship, and you kind of know the formula to get there. And there are obviously things that are out of your control, injury, sickness, that play into that sort of success. And a lot of those things went my way during the indoor season. But in terms of the controllable things, it's nice to have that confirmation, kind of that blueprint and formula to know what it takes to get there. And then, yeah, accompanied with just that belief in yourself now, you did it. Like there's no denying that we're all national champions now, and that in some way, shape, or form, and on the right day, we have what it takes to be atop the podium. And so you take that belief and that trust in yourself just in the remaining seasons.
Absolutely. Guys, appreciate the time. Congratulations to all three of you on your individual national championships. And as we said, looking forward to the outdoor season for you guys. Kate, looking forward to seeing what comes next. But appreciate you guys sitting down with us to talk about the national titles.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Cade Seabrook, national champion for the Central College men's wrestling team, and Gunnar Meyer and Jack Brown, national champions for the Central men's track and field squad, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.